NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got Maya and Ashley in the studio. Woohoo!
Hello.
Yeah. So we're talking about your album. Is it My Tongue, the Tongue and Mouth? What?
Cheek? Tongue and Cheek.
Tongue and
Foot
Cheek.
And Mouth.
Foot and Mouth. I think, like, because the album cover has got a foot in the mouth, I think.
It's a dude with a foot in his mouth, yeah.
Yeah, that's
pretty
like
kinky.
That's my worst nightmare. I think I can't really look at. I just have a foot phobia thing.
Well, Hugo's got a foot fetish, so
I
kind of.
I do. Oh. Yeah, so.
Do you want to introduce yourselves? Who's here?
Yeah, so I'm Hugo. I play guitar and sing in My Anatomy.
I'm Tate. I play drums and I produce and record everything.
And my name's Mikey, and I just play guitar.
Very talented group of people. We've got the first track. Oh, one of the first songs you want to talk about is My Mind. What can you tell me about this track?
Okay, so this is the second track on the album, and it's kind of just, it's a good short length track to get people, you know, easy and accessible. It's got a lot of kind of country influence from bands like Wilco and stuff. And it's honestly, yeah, the lyrics are just about walking to school, I think, yeah.
Oh, walking to school, because you're still in high school, pretty,
still in high school.
We've got some young kids up here. It's very nice and fresh talent. This is My Mind by My Anatomy.
I'm so sick.
Was My Mind by My Anatomy. We're just talking about how I was saying it reminds me a bit of Neil Young. He's an influence. Oh. This right here is Be Here Soon. What's the story behind this track?
Lyrically, it's just quite a... It could be seen as like a nice love song, or just typically waiting around for something worthwhile to happen, maybe.
Definitely. I think it was influenced by introducing the saxophone player Eric into the band and more or less incorporating him as much as we could into the song and the creative process.
Very nice. Be Here Soon by My Anatomy.
I hope you'll be here.
That was Be Here Soon by My Anatomy. So the singer who isn't here, Neve.
Neve Pritchard, yeah.
Yeah, also wrote the next track they were talking about, right? Harmonic Song.
Yeah.
She wrote the next track, not this one.
not the one before you wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That came across really weird.
Anyway, no, it's fine.
Didn't mean it to be.
So do you know much about Harmonic Song? Like, what's it about?
We don't know too much about the lyrical content, but we can talk about how we wrote it musically.
I think it came from us just mucking around and finding different things that work together well. Yeah. And just trying to find our own guitar sound, because the first album was just mainly Hugo playing guitar for all the different tracks. Mm. So we're just playing together, and
now it's all collaborative. And I guess the main riff that you'll hear at the beginning is just an exercise, like for learning how to play.
Pentatonic
exercise Mikey
yeah.
used to do on guitar, and we kind of did it in a canon formation where he'll go, and then I'll go the beat after, and it sounds
kind of
nice.
Syncopates together, yeah. Mm. But for lyrical content, we can't take the glory from Neve.
No.
I think there's a deeper meaning that we probably can't touch on.
Yeah. Of course. Wow, doing the little exercise things. I used to do piano, and like, when you're playing that, you don't really think, oh, this sounds amazing. But
no.
You guys did it. You guys are making things work. This is Harmonic Song by My Anatomy.
God's plan. Thank you.
was Harmonic Song by Maya Nashmi. Shortly after, we'll continue talking about the album shortly after the break.
Think Ink presents Dr. Cornel West and Douglas Murray, Polarized, Friday, August 17th at ASB Theatre. Brought to you by AUT and Loop. The celebrated intellectuals duking it out over foreign policy, identity politics, race issues, equality and much more in a lively discussion mediated by Mihi Ngārangi Forbes. Dr. Cornel West and Douglas Murray, Polarized, Friday, August 17th at the ASB Theatre. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster. More info at thinkinc.org.
Isn't it beautiful?
What?
All this Tamaki Makaurau everywhere.
Pretty nice.
Don't you want to take a bite? Taste it? Delicious Auckland. I could swallow you whole.
You want a beer, mate?
Yeah, actually. Cheers.
Try a real taste of Auckland. Rudy's is brewed in the heart of Auckland by Rudy's very own certified German Braumeister for a local beer that's just bloody good. Rudy's Brewers of Beer. Lager now available in cans. Find out where at rudys.beer.
Hey, I'm after some premium vinyl.
Chill, chill, man. I got you. None of that poorly cut shit here. Look at this. Verlaine's, very popular. Big shipment in on LBGP. Or are you after something harder?
Skeptics? Just 180 grams, man. I'm good for it.
Flying out, your source for the best independent music from New Zealand and around the world. This month's highlights.
Vincent HL, Weird Days. Hamish Kilgour, Finkelstein. Kate NV, 4. Laura Jean, Devotion. And Jonathan Bree, Sleepwalking.
That's some good shit. Flying Out, 80 Pitt Street, or online at flyingout.co.nz.
Have at you, Trixie Wirtlewin. Yield!
Hrothgar, you devil, by the cleansing light of Sarah, I summon...
Hey, Terry, wait, stop. We agreed that Sarah was the guiding deity of my clan?
Screw you, dickweed. You guys are OPS. We need Sarah.
Well, let's just all have bloody Sarah then. How about that? I'm cutting the baby in half.
With a little something for everyone, Sarah is the guiding light on your Saturday afternoon. The Saturday 2 to 4 with Sarah, only on 95BFM.
We've got the final track here. People in LA are afraid to merge on the freeway. Long title, long song.
Very much.
Kind of go hand in hand.
A quote from a book called Lessons Era by Brett Easton Ellis. That's what the song's about.
What's the book about?
It's about a boy who moves back home to LA from coming from university and kind of sinks back into the culture of cocaine. Lots of sex, lots of parties, and lots of kind of, slowly as the book goes on and he hangs out with his friends, it unravels that his friends are getting into some really messed up stuff like kiddie porn.
Whoa.
And rape and heroin addiction and all this stuff. It's a great book. It's very
intriguing.
Easy reading, you know?
Very easy reading.
Cool, this is People in LA Afraid to Merge on the Freeway by Maya Nashmi.
Thank you.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
That was Long